House, please come to order. Will the clerk please call the roll for the quorum?
Buchholz? Carpenter? Chatterton? Cotton? Cooper? Dankworth? Duncan? Eliason? Freeman? Gardner? Greening? Guy? Haugen? Hayes? Kelly? Lethien? McKinnon? Meekins? Miles? Miller? Nackack? Bosie? Osterbeck? Parr? Phillips? Rode? Rudd? Schaefer? Smith? Snyder? Specking? Swanson? Urien? Akers? Byrne? Bennett? Bradley? Brown? Mr. Speaker?
Here.
36 present, 3 absent, 1 vacancy.
Representative Miller?
Speaker, I know the Representatives Eliason, Guy, and Specking are excused from a call of the House today, and with the one vacancy, that makes everybody accounted for.
Will the members please rise for a prayer by the Reverend Alfred Wakefield? Will the clerk please certify as to the correctness of the journal?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 17th day.
Representative Miller?
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent this body approve the journal as certified by the chief clerk for the 17th day.
Hearing no objection, the journal is approved. Introduction of guests. Are there any guests for introduction to the chambers? Mr. Urien?
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A, there are a couple gentlemen that are heading up a group that I'm sure that we're going to be hearing a lot of in the next few years, called We the People. The chairman of that group is one of our former members of this body, Dick Randolph from Fairbanks. And seated next to Mr. Randolph is the vice chairman of that group, Steve DeLisio from Anchorage. And not to hog the floor, Mr. Speaker, but if I may continue, seated next to them is Anchorage Assemblyman Don Smith. And since I very seldom do this, Mr. Speaker, I'm going to hog the floor, and Gallery B is another Anchorage Assembly person, Arlis Sturgiluski.
Representative Smith.
I'd like to introduce a constituent and a member of the Environmental Center from Fairbanks, George Matz, in Gallery B.
There are other guests for introduction. Representative Buchholz.
Mr. Speaker, I think Mr. Phillips will probably want to introduce his own assemblyman from Eagle River.
Mr. Phillips. Are there other guests for introduction? Messages from the governor?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees?
The Committee on Health, Education, and Social Services has had House Concurrent Resolution 7 requesting the Judicial Council to investigate the prison system under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Cotton, Bradley, Parr, and Osi, signing do pass with focus on removing frills, NACAC. Signing do not pass, Byrne, Bennett, Chatterton, and Phillips. House Concurrent Resolution 7 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Joint Resolution 6 requesting the President to direct the creation of a utility corridor for the extension of the Alaska Railroad to the Canadian border under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 6 with the same title and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, NACAC, Kelly, McKinnon, and Miles. Having no recommendation, Dankworth. Signing do not pass, Lathine. House Joint Resolution 6 has no further referral. The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 35 relating to construction contractors under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by Brown, Bradley, McKinnon, Parr, Chatterton, Carpenter, and Hayes. House Bill 35 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 44 relating to the work schedule for certain employees of the Alaska Marine Highway System under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 44 with the same title and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Miles, McKinnon, Dankworth, Lathine, Kelly, NACAC, and Bradley. House Bill 44 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 47 relating to creation of a utility corridor for extension of the Alaska Railroad under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, NACAC, McKinnon, and Miles. Having no recommendation, Dankworth, Kelly, and Lathine. House Bill 47 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 48 making a special appropriation to the Department of Highways, Interior Division for delineation of a utility corridor and railroad right-of-way for extension of the Alaska Railroad under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, NACAC, McKinnon, and Miles. Signing no recommendation at this time, Kelly. Having no recommendation, Lathine and Dankworth. House Bill 48 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 94, relating to resolution of conflicts between the Alaska State Housing Authority and a regional housing authority under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Kelly, Lathine, Dankworth, McKinnon, and Miles. A NACAC signed do pass if amended. House Bill 94 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 95 relating to bonds of the Alaska State Housing Authority under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, NACAC, Dankworth, Miles, McKinnon, and Lathine. Kelly signed, hold for clarification. House Bill 95 has a further referral to Finance. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of resolutions.
House Resolution Number 5 by the Rules Committee, relating to representation of District 16 in the Alaska State House of Representatives.
Be referred to Judiciary.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
House Bill Number 123 by Malone and Byrne, an act eliminating requirement that health care providers purchase medical malpractice insurance from the Medical Indemnity Corporation of Alaska.
Commerce and Judiciary.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Mr. Miller.
Speaker, before we get into the daily calendar, I have a remark I'd like to pass on at the request of the broadcasting people, and that is that whenever you want to speak to the House, that you do use your microphone button. I think we've got a problem with one or two mics this morning, apparently. And that may be alleviated by everybody making sure that their mic button is off whenever they're not talking. But in any case, if your microphone is not on, the sound doesn't work as far as the pickup's concerned. And all those people out in TV land will just see lips moving but won't know what we're saying. Some might say that that's an improvement, but nevertheless, it's not the way it's supposed to work. So I would urge everybody to use their mic.
Along that line, Mr. Miller, it's helpful if people don't get too close to the mic, and if you don't like using the mic, at least turn it on and speak in a clear voice. If you do that, then it'll be picked up. Down to the consideration of the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Joint Resolution Number 11 by Malone, Gardner, and Specking, requesting the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce to hold a hearing in Alaska on oil tanker safety. The Committee on Resources has had House Joint Resolution 11 under consideration. A majority of the members of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Osterbach, Chairman, concurred in by Miller, Akers, Urien, Smith, Snyder, Malone, Osterbach, and Bennett. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that H.J.R. 11 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Would the clerk please read H.J.R. 11, third reading?
House Joint Resolution Number 11 by Malone, Gardner, and Specking, requesting the U.S. Senate Committee on Commerce to hold a hearing in Alaska on oil tanker safety.
House Joint Resolution Number 11 is before you in third reading. You ready for the question? The question is, shall House Joint Resolution Number 11 pass the House? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Buchholz, Carpenter, yes. Chatterton, yes. Cotton, yes. Cooper, yes. Dankworth, yes. Duncan, yes. Eliason, yes. Freeman, aye. Gardner, yes. Greening, yes. Guy, Haugen, yes. Hayes, yes. Kelly, yes. Lethien, yes. McKinnon, yes. Meekins, yes. Miles, yes. Miller, yes. Nackack, Osi, Osterbeck, yeah. Parr, aye. Phillips, aye. Rode, yeah. Rudd, yeah. Schaefer, yeah. Smith, yeah. Snyder, yeah. Specking, Swanson, yeah. Urien, yeah. Akers, yeah. Byrne, yeah. Bennett, yeah. Bradley, yeah. Brown, yeah. 36 yeas, no nays, 3 absent, 1 vacancy.
Has any member failed to vote? I believe the speaker's failed to vote.
Oh, excuse me.
Speaker votes yes.
It's still 36 yeas, no nays, 3 absent, 1.
Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk may announce the totals.
36 yeas, no nays, 3 absent, 1 vacancy.
House Joint Resolution Number 11 has passed the House. Brings us to the end of today's calendar, down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before the House? Mr. McKinnon.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to make a correction in the Commerce Committee report on House Bill 35. The report incorrectly read that we recommend it do pass. It should have recommended that the it be replaced with a committee substitute, and that the committee substitute do pass.
Hearing no objection, that change will be noted. Is there any more unfinished business to come before the House? One item of unfinished business I'd like to take up at this time would be the appointment of a special committee for marine transportation oversight. I'd like to appoint that committee at this time, consisting of Representative Freeman as chairman, Representative Gardner, Representative Miller, Representative Duncan, Representative Haugen, and Representative Eliason. Is there any more unfinished business to come before the House? Special orders. Are there any special orders? Announcements. Mr. Miles?
Mr. Speaker, there'll be a majority caucus on adjournment.
Mr. Brown?
Mr. Speaker, at 1:15, the House Labor Management Committee, if you can hear me through the garble,
will continue its consideration of House Bill 104, an act relating to certificates of residency and providing for an effective date.
Mr. Brown, perhaps you could move back from the mic some when you talk.
It don't work. It's hello. It's working fine now. I think it was just flat-topping before.
Yeah. Representative Rudd.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in room 620 in the court building. We will take up House Bill 9, runoff elections and municipal elections.
Representative Urien.
There'll be a minority caucus upon adjournment.
Representative Cooper.
The House Finance Committee will meet at 1:30 this afternoon in the committee room to consider House Bill 117, which would mandate a joint resolution setting a limit on the budget each year. There'll also be a staff presentation on budget trends. I think the meeting will probably last about an hour.
Representative Greening.
Tonight at 7 o'clock in room 647 of the courthouse, the Committee on Sale Royalty Gas will hold a meeting. All members who are interested in giving a little background on the issue might wish to attend.
Representative Gardner. The House, please stand at ease. Mr. Gardner.
Judiciary will be holding two meetings today, one at 11 o'clock, or right after caucuses, whichever is earlier, on H.R. 5 that was just read in. Also, we'll be meeting again at 3 o'clock on House Bill 57, Risk Management and Loss Prevention.
Mr. Parr.
Mr. Speaker, the House Committee will meet at 3 o'clock, and our first order of business will be to hear from some of the Anchorage Assembly persons who are down here concerning House Bill 89, which is state aid to school construction. Then we will take up our regular bill, which has been calendared, which is House Bill 74, Child Care Centers and State Office Buildings.
Mr. McKinnon.
Commerce will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30, and we'll continue our hearings on House Bill 29, State Chartered Credit Unions.
Mr. Bradley.
State Affairs at 1 p.m., Mr. Speaker. We're taking up two bills, the House Bill 93, dealing with ASHA, we had it before us yesterday, and House Bill 80, dealing with Alaska Native Arts and Crafts.
Mr. Miller.
Speaker, one brief announcement before the adjournment motion. The Juneau Chamber of Commerce, which invited us, you'll recall, about a week ago to be their guest at luncheon and a showing of a film produced by Larry Beck. That film, unfortunately, wasn't available, but we still enjoyed the free lunch. Now the film is available, and they've invited us again to be their guests at the chamber luncheon. And today the film, as I say, is available. So at noon today, all of us are invited by the Juneau Chamber to participate in that.
Yeah, one comment from the chair before the adjournment motion for the day is placed. I think it would be better if members wait to rise from their places until the gavel comes down on the daily adjournment. Sometimes there's a member on the floor that has something they wish to bring up right before adjournment, and they get lost in the confusion. Mr. Miller?
Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent this body stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, House is adjourned.